It's time for the Celebrity Snitch Huggy Lowdown. Huggy!
What's the deal, Pickles? Is everything kosher?
Yeah, Huggy, everything's kosher.
Tom Joyner.
Huggy Lowdown.
Civil Will.
Hey, Hug.
And J. Anthony Brand.
What up, Hug?
The man that moved the crowd, the woman who makes us proud, and the brother who's black and loud and watches, here comes Honey Boo Boo Chat.
Nice.
Tom, it's Friday, and I had my go-go juice, and I'm ready to let loose.
All right.
The Redskins won last night with our new QB, RG3, and his cousins, and I'm hyped. And I know the haters are saying it's only preseason, Dave. But a win is a win, unless, of course, we would have lost, then it's only preseason. Contender number one, Kanye West. Yep, Kanye say, according to his new song, Kim Kardashian is a perfect B.I. And so does Reggie and Ray J and Chris Humphrey. And I even heard little Bow Wow say he gave it a little powwow. And he's the size of one of Kim Kardashian's butt cheeks. Sound like to me, Kanye need to remix Negroes and Paris to Negroes and Kim Kardashian. That boy is Deion Sanders. He's whipped. Either that or Yeezy is head over Heezy, or he's Heezy over that, what you said. Contender number two, Kris Jenner. Kim Kardashian mama for not only giving birth to that perfect B.I., but supposedly being the brains behind it, no pun intended, shopping Ray J's and Kim K's sex tape. Yes, the mama bear was the middleman who made sure that sex tape didn't get in the wrong hand. Can you imagine if that would have happened, Tom? The Kardashians would be broke right now. I mean, she rolled that money over into an empire.
Sure did.
Shame on her perfect rich ass. I know Superhead's mama somewhere right now like, this is some bullshiggity. My life sucks. I could have been in a cul-de-sac. Contender number three, T.O. Yep, welcome back. Terrell Owens got a job with the Seattle Seahawks. He didn't do anything yet, but he will. He'll be boo-hooing real soon. I'm just reserving his spot. You know, like the correctional officer tell DMX, he'll be back. Contender number four, Randy Travis.
Oh,
country
yeah.
singer Randy Travis got popped by the popo and charged with DWI-BAN. That's driving while intoxicated, butt-ass naked. He wasn't even wearing a cowboy hat or a Jimmy hat. When police found him, he was lying on the road, ass out like roadkill. Contender number five, Dwight Howard. Dwight Howard is a Los Angeles Laker now. They so happy in L.A. right now, Jay, even the gay people are celebrating in Chick-fil-A. Yep, Dwight was a part of a 14 trade. All I know is Bynum went to Philly. Let me tell you this. That if that big bam Bynum don't bring it in the city of brotherly love, they will boo his ass quick.
They'll
hit his Amar Rashad looking ass with a cheesesteak like it ain't nothing. They don't like nothing soft in Philly but cheese whiz. Dwight Howard took Orlando through all that bullshit. That baby head, adult sized body, rock 'em sock 'em robot shoulder, Bama knew he was leaving. Went to LA to have surgery on his back and didn't come back. You wanna be Shaq ass Bama? He wanna be Shaq. Orlando, Shaq played in Orlando, Shaq played in the Lakers, and then you call yourself Superman? What you gonna do next? A Buick commercial? Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling. Dwight Howard, you are the Bama of the week.